Hi, everybody. It's good to get back out here on the field and finally do a little coaching instead of watching tape on us and watching tape on the draft. But it's an exciting time. We feel good about some of the young players. You know, our guys are working hard in the offseason. They're doing a good job in the weight room. You know, and it makes you feel good when you see some guys and their bodies develop and they get bigger and stronger and you're starting to look like the kind of football team you want to look like. So, questions.
What are you trying to look for in these couple of days when you get these guys out here for the first time in front of you?
Well, we keep it pretty simple, schematically. But it's just it's being able to coach them the techniques that we're trying to do, seeing how much they can adjust. Obviously, we're looking at their athletic ability because you can watch it on tape and you're never really sure. We have a good idea on a lot of the players, on their personalities and things like that, but you never really know until you kind of get your hands on them and start working that way. So, each position's a little bit different, but you're looking for the physical traits that you thought you saw on tape, the mental aspects that when you interviewed them and you put them through the tests and the quizzes on the board, just seeing if all that kind of matches up. And then, you know, obviously sometimes you find out things about you thought a guy was this or that, and he's better than those things too.
Mike, obviously it's early, but your early impressions of Trey Waynes, just kind of seeing him out?
We just worked together a little bit today, and this is way, way, way early, but he did some – I told one of the coaches, you know, for a young guy and trying to teach the technique that we're doing, he caught on probably faster than I've ever had a guy in the first day, you know, so.
How much is that technique different from what he's done in the past?
Well, he was pretty natural at it today, so it's usually not that smooth is what happens. So he's, you know, probably a little more familiar with it from college than I'd guessed from watching him on tape, yeah.
What did you guys like about Eric Kendricks, and where do you see him playing in your defense?
Well, Kendricks is a very instinctive playmaker. You know, he makes a lot of plays. He's very, very intelligent. You can tell that today in the meetings, you know, when he was out here making the calls and getting things set up. And we're going to start him at Mike linebacker and see where that goes. We believe that eventually down the road he'll probably be a Will linebacker for us, but you never know. And we've had, you know, a lot of times in over my career, we've had guys that, like we drafted a kid one year that was a middle linebacker, and we played him at Sam and played that year, maybe 2 years at Sam, and then we moved him to Mike. So, but we're going to start him out at Mike.
Does he need to get bigger, or the fact that he's been such a good tackler that?
Yeah. You know, I like big guys, but the thing about us defensively is that the way we play with our defensive line, some of the linebackers can be a little bit smaller because the defensive part of the job of the defensive line is to keep our linebackers so that they can run and hit. And I'm not concerned about his size.
How hard is it for an undrafted player to make it on your team?
You know, we want to get the best players. We don't care if they're drafted, if they're from Canada or from Arena Ball or whatever. It's just a guy comes in and performs. A guy flashes at us, and we see the potential there. Those are always things we're looking at. So, it's nice to hit on all your draft picks, but it's even nicer to get guys that are undrafted free agents that make your football team, because that can make you good in a hurry.
Mike, what did you like about Anthony Harris, speaking of undrafted guys?
He's a very instinctive, smart, very, very smart, very communicative safety. I think he plays real hard. I think he has the ability. He has a lot of the traits of the starting safeties in this league.
Certain guys have a knack for interceptions, or can you teach some of what these guys have when they rack up those numbers?
Yeah, you know, I don't get too fired up on interception totals and stats and things like that, just because, you know, some of them could be overthrows, bad throws by the quarterback. Some of them could be hits on, you know, the quarterback gets hit and the ball pops up in the air. You know, I get excited on the great plays that guys make for interceptions. And so, you know, unfortunately for me, you know, and I've talked about this before, with our defensive backs, a lot of time is denying your guy the ball. And, you know, you don't really get to go to the Pro Bowl on that. You go to the Pro Bowl on interceptions. And so that's always a hard thing for me teaching our players, because everybody wants to go to the Pro Bowl. And, you know, there's some ways guys could get more interceptions than what we do. Obviously, we want turnovers, but, you know, I think there's a fine line. It's like stripping the football on defense. You know, there's a fine line of doing that and being a poor tackling football team, or it's a, you're causing fumbles because you're a physical guy. So, to me, it's more important the types of turnovers that you get with denying the ball, and when the balls come, you make a great play on the ball.
Mike, what did you like about Danielle Hunter?
He's got outstanding measurables. You know, he's 6'5" plus, 254 or something like that. Runs 4.5. Very, very smart. He's got very heavy hands. He's very athletic in the fact that, and we feel like we can take guys like that and teach them really what we're trying to do to improve them. You know, Andre Patterson does a great job of teaching these guys what we're trying to get accomplished, and he always has. And you know, I think, and I'm not saying this guy's Everson, but you look back on Everson Griffin, you know, is a great athlete that started buying into really what we're trying to teach and really took a big jump last year, and we're hoping that he will too.
He said he's only played a few years, like he started playing in high school, and it seems like there was a few guys that you drafted were like that. Have you kind of seen that trend with all the guys in this draft class, or are you guys just having to pick a few players who kind of fit that mold where they started late?
Well, I know, you know, Rick and I talk about these things all the time, and one of the things, you know, I love athletes, you know, because I have confidence that I can kind of get these guys to play and play better and improve. And you know, I think if you go back and you look at, and it doesn't always work, but you know, if you hit big, you hit a home run, you know, as opposed to getting a steady Eddie kind of guy all the time. And so you know, those athletes, big, fast athletes, they really attract me for some reason.
Regarding the so-called DJ Clemmings foot injury, is this something that nobody would even notice in the field, and he wouldn't even know if it hadn't have come up at the combine?
Yeah, see, he, matter of fact, Suge was kind of giving him a hard time in the training room, and he said, Suge, I didn't even know that I had anything wrong with me, you know, until I went to the combine, and they found all this stuff out. So, but he's another young, developing offensive lineman that has an awful lot of good skills. And, you know, I think he would tell you the same thing, that he didn't even know he was hurt.
Mike, can you talk about those guys?
I don't think he is hurt.
Can you talk about those guys with upside, and just the athletes that intrigue you? Is Michael Pruitt kind of one of those guys where you see a guy that you can move around your offense?
Yeah, and you know, it's kind of the same way offensively with Norv. You know, he sees guys that remind him of guys in the past. And, you know, he Norv was pretty adamant throughout the draft, you know, about this was a guy that we're really intrigued with. And, you know, he runs 4.5 and has a chance to be a good tight end. And it's really important for the tight ends in our offense, as you know. So he had a lot to say on that one.
Mike, there was a report that Matt Khalil had knee surgery in both knees. How much of a concern is that? Is his health going forward? That he's had to have surgery?
It was more of a cleanup kind of thing. Matt's told me that this is the best he's felt since his rookie year, I think. You know, so we're just going with that. He said he feels great. And, you know, we're glad that we got the issues taken care of.
Former Gopher wideout Isaac Frichte, what you saw?
Excuse me?
Isaac Frichte, the former Gopher wideout. Any early thoughts on this story here?
Well, we'll find out a little bit more this afternoon. This was really just a walkthrough. Guys were really just trying to figure out where to get lined up, and it's really hard for the receivers for us. you know, to get lined up because of the terminology and things like that. So we'll find out a lot more about him this afternoon.
All the rookies on your draft class signed before. I mean, as a coach, is it, I mean, nice to just have that all out of the way so these guys can concentrate on football and only football when they get here?
Right? Yeah, it's really great, and it's a credit to Rob Brzezinski. You know, he did a great job negotiating all these deals in a short period of time and getting them all done. But you're right, it allows all of us to really concentrate on the task at hand, and that's getting each one of these players better and getting this football team better.
Regarding Trey Waynes, again, I know you haven't been around him a lot, but people you've talked to and what you've seen, is he kind of like almost a different guy personality on the field? I mean, you think about cornerbacks being these brash guys, but he's just a real mild-mannered guy off the field. Is he kind of a transformation, you know, on and off field for him or what?
You know, I don't know that. You'd have to ask him. Corners don't have to be brash. All they have to do is be able to cover and be tough. And, you know, I've had a lot of good corners that weren't brash, I guess is the best word. You know, and they're good players. So, I mean, you know, some of the guys, Leon Hall was a fantastic kid. You know, never would think anything bad about him. Terrence Newman's a great kid. So, I mean, you know, I think everybody's personality is different.
What did you decide to give an opportunity to the offensive tackle from Poland? And were you kind of eager to see him out there in the pads once you get around to it?
Yeah, well, you know, it's another big, you know, it's really a no-brainer at the end of the day. You get a guy on the cheap that has a ton of athletic ability, big size, and, you know, that's why I said we're looking for him in Canada or the Arena League or Poland. So, all right, thank you.